Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant, Danny, 106.7, The Fan. Dar just passed something to my attention, which reminded me of something. I got to shout out Kava. I just think they run a great company and they have an awesome way of going about life.
They're smart.
They opened a Kava location right down the street from us by Nats Park here.
And they yesterday.
You did? You had lunch there?
Yeah,
good for you.
Dinner.
I ate at Kava yesterday as well, but not at that location.
Different.
We may have been eating at Kava at the exact same time in two different towns.
Certainly possible.
But they did this thing when they opened Kava, and I assume this was like a one-off, just random thing in this neighborhood. But from noon to two, the day they opened their soft opening, they had what they called a community lunch, where they just invited everybody in the nearby area to come by for free Kava. It's genius to me because your food is so good, and the meal is such a pleasant experience, and it's this gift that you're giving. Literally, you're giving free lunch away.
Mm-hmm.
But you're betting on yourself that, hey, our employees are so pleasant. Our store is so clean and amazing and new and fresh, and the food is so great. There's no way these people who are getting this free lunch aren't coming back. So, yes, we're gonna eat, literally and figuratively, a little bit of money today. But all these people are going to come back, and they're going to eat here again many times, and this is smart business. Well, apparently they do this whenever they open stores because Dar's got one opening up near his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this soft opening again today from 12 to 2 near his apartment. And because a lot of the people work at that apartment and can't be there from 12 to 2, they're going to help cater dinner for those people tonight at the apartment complex.
They get it, dude. They just get it.
They are smart. They make delicious food. And honestly, I'm just happy that I help people find out about them.
If it wasn't for you, would they still exist?
That's the biggest question people have been asking me. And you know what? I'm not a guy that likes to take credit for things.
You don't want to pat your own back.
I'll say yes, yeah. They would. Because I'm not going to be ridiculous.
They wouldn't be thriving, though.
I think it's a fair question, but that's for other people to talk about. Mm.
You know, Do you think they'd be opening up the store near my apartment if you hadn't talked about them?
Absolutely not. But again, that's for someone else to say. I don't want to be the one to say that.
Right. I understand. You're trying to be humble about it. Now, let's play a little correlation. Where are we right now? 1015 Half Street.
We are.
There's a Kava location around the corner. Grant Paulson works here. There's one around the corner. Coincidence? Brendan Dar works on the Grant and Danny show. There's
right.
Now a Kava right by Brendan Dar. Coincidence?
Yeah.
There's one, it's about a half mile from me up the road, just past the cathedral in near Silly Glover Park.
What show do you work on?
The Grant and Danny show.
Who's one of your pals you work with every day?
Grant Paulson is.
Yeah. What about the one that opened in my neighborhood within the last handful of months?
Well, what's your name?
My name's Grant.
And it's in Grant's neighborhood. We see what's happening here. We see what's happening.
Could be a coincidence. That's a pretty big coincidence.
Could just be a good business that's smart, that makes great food, that understands what they're about, expanding to areas where they're going to do well. Could be. Could also be what we call the Grant Paulson effect.
Don't you think that's a huge... One, okay, that happens. Two's a coincidence. Three, you could say, wow, this is really weird. We're talking about four and five locations.
Five locations.
Come on. What are we talking about?
Everyone knows.
Let's get into the Redskins and the Saints.
Yeah.
Sunday in Nolens. I still remember my trip to New Orleans as one of the most fun trips I made on the beat. Forget Bourbon Street and all of the things that happened in New Orleans and how fun an experience that is. I mean the actual game day.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first game after the bounty scandal when Jonathan Vilma was suspended and walked out to the middle of the field as a captain in street clothes. They were going nuts. They play the Ying Yang Twins halftime, which is a cool like football anthem the whole time, and people just hop around to it. It's a really cool place to take in an NFL game. If you're a Skins fan, you don't have plans this weekend, jump on a bird and get there. It is worth it. It's also one of the toughest places to win. New Orleans is 7-2. They're playing terrific defense. They've outscored their opponents by 103 points. Drew Brees is getting to manage games more than win them in a way that he hasn't in several years. And their running game is the best it's been at any point under Sean Payton. If you look at the NFC South, pretty good. Carolina team, distantly the second best team in that division. I would say New Orleans right now would beat the Rams if they played this weekend. I think they would beat Seattle. They would beat Minnesota. They might beat Philadelphia, but you'd say the Eagles maybe are the better team. This is the second best team in the NFC. You're at their place. They're 5-0 in their last five because they're 7-0 in their last seven. They have not lost since week two. What are the chances the Redskins can beat them? That's what we want to ask you. We want a percentage chance out of 100 at 800-636-1067 that you give the Redskins on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think it's very good. I think they're a better version of Minnesota, which is crazy to think about, right? Because Minnesota is a defensive team that wants to run the ball and has a quarterback that's going to make a couple plays for you. You know what they've got in their back pocket if they need it? A Drew Brees putting on a Superman cape. He never forget, Drew Brees is very, very capable of having one of those 300-yard, four-touchdown games. They just haven't had to do that.
You know how they would do it, by the way, is a lot of Alvin Kamara, a lot of screens. They screen you to death.
Yeah, he gets the most yards of screens of anybody in the league.
For all the Redskins fans who get upset and say that Kirk Cousins doesn't earn his passing yards, just wait till this weekend when Kamara's taking four-yard throws 25 yards at a time.
They've got the deep threat in Ted Ginn whenever they want to uncork that. Michael Thomas is Mr. Everything inside of 20 yards. He's really good. This is a really good team. I'm telling you, defensively, they are right now fifth out of 32 teams in points allowed. And that includes two games where they gave up an S-ton. One to Detroit, one of the wildest games of the year.
If you take out the first 2 weeks of the season, I know you can't really do that. But because it's their first two games, I feel like it's different.
They played a different style defense.
Absolutely. They've basically flipped the switch. They are one of the best defenses in the NFL. I'm saying one of the top two or three since the first couple weeks. You mentioned Thomas. He's a great player.
He's really good.
Possession threat. He's their Pierre Garçon with Wash in the last couple years. It's kind of the version of what he plays in that offense. I'm surprised he's not a little bit more explosive, to be completely honest. I thought he was going to make more big catches down the field and run away from defenders. He's basically David Boston-esque,
yeah,
which I did not see coming.
I'm with you in the sense that I thought there would be a few more big plays from him, and especially without Brandon Cooks, who they moved on from. I thought they'd kind of have him do that role, but that's not where they love him, it seems like. It's all within, again, 10, 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. But you'd say, why aren't you using him well if their offense was ineffective? It's really effective. What they're doing is excellent.
What percentage chance do you give the Redskins to knock off the Saints in New Orleans? New Orleans looking to get to 8-2.
20%. Because this is as I said, a better version of the Minnesota Vikings, who just did whatever the hell they wanted against you, Washington Redskins. They are better at running the football. They've got a better quarterback. You just made Case Keenum look good. And that the clear case in point here is Case Keenum is not good. Case Keenum is Case Keenum. Let's never forget who he is. Everyone wants to sing his praises. This is a Hall of Famer you're going up against this week. This is not Case Keenum. This is a guy that if you give time and space to, will destroy you.
Okay, but is Josh Norman going to play as poorly this week as he did last week? No chance.
Well, I think that may not be relevant because Mark Ingram's going to have 110 yards, Kamara's going to have 70 yards rushing, and another six catches for another 40 yards. This is going to be a mud stomping.
I agree that they're going to get chewed up on the ground. I just think in their secondary, they're not going to give up some of the big plays that they did to the Vikings.
You wouldn't think.
You're not going to have a receiver going for a buck 60 like Thielen did. And you can give up yards on the ground and still stay in games. I'm going to give them a better chance to win than you are. Probably more optimistic, I'd say, than the vast majority of our listeners as I looked at this matchup yesterday. And I went back and I actually, on the condensed version of NFL.com, watched a couple of recent New Orleans games. I'm giving the Redskins a 30% chance to win, which I feel like is pretty high considering the Saints are 7-2 and at home. I'm going to give you the script, though, as to how I think they can hang with New Orleans, because there's something that hasn't been talked about a lot this week that may actually come into play. And when it does, the Redskins are a different, much better team. So we'll do that next. I'm saying 30%. Danny's saying 20%. We want a 1-100 percentage you give the Redskins to beat the Saints this weekend. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.